The Philadelphia Parking Authority has two new interim executive directors following Vince Fennerty's resignation yesterday. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that many are debating the state agency's future and demanding answers.
Philadelphia City Councilwoman Helen Gim wants a top-to-bottom review of the parking authority after a sexual harassment scandal forced Vince Fennerty to resign as the executive director. The parking authority board confirmed Fennerty harassed one woman, but initially kept him on, saying it was an isolated incident. Gim's troubled the board said that, even though the Philadelphia Inquirer reports another woman has accused Fennerty of harassment in 2006.
Some of the past practices that were allowed to happen, we want to know if they continue to happen. So if the board had offered a settlement to a victim to keep quiet about sexual harassment almost a decade ago, we want to know if that has ever happened before. And I think that that does not clearly come through in the current financial publications that the Parking Authority self-reports out.
A spokesman for the authority declined comment on who specifically knew of the 2006 allegations before this week, but the Inquirer's reported the woman accusing Fennerty was offered a legal settlement. With Fennerty gone, the Parking Authority board appointed Deputy Directors Corrine O'Connor and Rick Dixon to run it for now. Dixon says he spoke to the staff in the wake of Fennerty's departure, trying to reassure them.
Everything that we do, every decision that I make, will be guided by what we do to fulfill the mission of this agency. Our goal is to provide parking and transportation services in the city. That's my only focus moving forward. All of this other stuff will be handled by other people. Frankly, I don't have time to do it. This is a full-time job to run the agency.
The Attorney General did not return calls for comment on a possible investigation of the PPA. City Council rejected a resolution calling for an audit of the authority. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.